This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And so much to talk about, especially from the world of sports. An unknown name, an unlikely candidate to rile up a crowd at a major golf tournament. What's that all about? It's actually kind of exciting. An unsung hero. Plus, the F-16s come in the way of Ukraine. What does that mean? That was a huge story heading into the weekend. President Biden reversing course, agreeing to let Ukrainians be trained on the American-made jets. He told allies at the G7 he is prepared to approve another country's transferring the jets to Ukraine. Wow. Kate Delaney here, as always, coming off of a weekend where we're heading into a holiday weekend, so it's a short week for a lot of people. Some people kind of stringing days together. Officially, Memorial Day is kind of like ushering in the summer, since lots of kids get out of school, some major movies open up. Traditionally, that's a big deal. And people like to, like I said, string days together. There was no stringing it out. The G7 wrapped up with support for Ukraine. That was really the big story. And it's not unexpected. The G7 summit, rather, concluded yesterday in Japan with leaders of the world's major economies, of course, welcoming President Zelensky as an honored guest and reaffirming their support of his country. Russia claimed victory in Bakhmut, even though Ukraine says it still holds a few blocks of that ruined important city. So while that's going on, the story, like I said, was Zelensky acknowledging that there was a little left of that city. He said he saw echoes of Ukraine's pain in images of the 1945 devastation in Hiroshima, where the summit was held, making that analogy. And I think the big story heading into the G7 and the conversation that was being had was the American-made F-16s and the fact that that's a big, big reversal. So since Russia launched its full-scale invasion 15 months ago, officials in Kyiv have pleaded for advanced warplanes because they're saying they can't overcome Russian air superiority. But Biden had resisted that, wasn't going in that direction, concerned that the jets could be used to hit targets inside Russia. And, of course, that prompted the Kremlin to escalate the conflict, and the thought was it would get even worse. So Pentagon officials say that other weapons, especially air defenses, were needed more urgently. And, of course, there's the problem of the high cost of F-16s, and wouldn't that squeeze out everything else? But a lot of the European countries that belong to the NATO alliance and have F-16s in their arsenals have really pushed for that international effort to provide the training and transfer of the jets, because that was the big thing. Being able to train them, how fast is that going to take? What about these pilots and all of that? So now that's off the table because it's happening. So you got American permission because the weapons were first sold to these European countries, so they needed permission by the United States. And even though they're not the most advanced U.S. fighter, the F-16, of course, has very, very powerful radar that can spot targets from hundreds of miles away, and modern missiles, which they needed, and other technology that's one of the concerns that our country had. We didn't want that falling into hostile hands. But Biden told other leaders of the the group of seven nations at this G7, that the world's wealthiest democracies, here we are, I'm making that decision on pilot training, and I'm opening the path to supplying Ukraine with fighter jets. So that was huge, 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 huge. And they're now saying that in the next couple of months, how that's going to happen, because there's the logistics of that. How do you supply Kyiv with the jets themselves? And the United States is not expected, at least under the current plans, to send their own F-16s. We just had to throw that permission down, and that happened. And it is a historic decision. There's no question about that. And, of course, there was a joint statement, the Allied leaders saying they were committed to continuing the security assistance to Ukraine as it defends itself against Russia's aggression. And, you know, heading into that earlier on Friday, Zelensky had addressed an Arab League summit in Jeddah in Saudi Arabia, where he challenged the neutral stance many Arab countries have adopted on the war and was pushing for them to help save Ukrainians from the cages, as he called it, of Russian prisons. So he then appeared at the summit on Saturday. He addressed the leaders, and now Ukraine is expected to launch a major counteroffensive, hoping to retake more territory that has been seized, as I explained at the top, by Russia in the war's early days. So big news coming out of that meeting in Japan. And the president scrambling back to get back to the U.S. because there is now that meeting with the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, because back at home, it's about lifting the debt ceiling. And is there going to be some kind of a compromise or deal or whatnot to make that happen? Or do we continue to have the conversation that what are we going to do, which is what it has been? Is it a 14th Amendment deal? There was some murmurs that the president could invoke that. But first things first, the reason was get back. And the meeting is happening on Monday in the effort to try to avert that looming debt default. Many of you have written me in our recent mailbags wondering, well, what does that mean to me? And my parents get Social Security checks, and what can they expect, and who is going to be really stuck in the middle of this? Well, Monday afternoon, we'll see if anything happens at these talks. McCarthy announced the meeting. This is the third scheduled after the president's return from the Group of Seven summit, which we knew because that's why they scrambled back fast. So the speaker said the House GOP and the White House negotiators would continue the talks at the Capitol, which they did over the weekend, really Sunday, to lay the groundwork. And they're walking through some of the things that they're looking at. Is it going to be a productive meeting? Are they going to have to negotiate this? Because they're working against a clock that is really, really ticking. If it doesn't happen, it means the government's power to borrow to pay its obligations will be reached on June 1st. And my calendar and your calendar say that is coming up very, very fast. So will there be this 14th Amendment push, or will there be some sort of a compromise? Treasury Department is saying that there are just over 2 weeks before the government loses its ability to pay the bills. That's June 1st again, so we'll see. Stay tuned for the saga on the Potomac. I'll meet you on the flip side with more odds and ends on some things that happened over the weekend that could affect you and me in our backyards.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, today, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
You know, I've been watching Ted Lasso. It's one of the shows that I watch. It's on Amazon. It's Jason Sudeikis, and it's in its last season. And you know, it's kind of campy, kind of cheesy. He's kind of a cornball-y guy who he plays. Who's in America, and he is coaching soccer, aka football, for a big team in England. And when you think about soccer, and you think about some of the horror stories that you've heard in the past, stampedes and whatnot, and here you go again, right? In that sweet show, they just show big crowds, excited crowds, and how the culture embraces the sport. But, boy, it's sad when you hear the story of the soccer stadium in El Salvador. A stampede left at least 12 people dead after fans just rushed the gate. So they were angry at being blocked from entering this Salvadorian Soccer League match, and they just avalanched the entrance to the gate to the stadium, and dozens of people were injured besides those that were killed. It happened Saturday during a quarterfinals match between just clubs, these two big clubs, at this area in South San Salvador, the nation's capital. And the game was supposed to start at 7:30, but they closed the gate at 7 o'clock and left people, I guess, outside the stadium with the tickets in their hand. People got upset. They asked to be let in. This is the description that I've heard. But they weren't, so they decided, well, forget that, and they knocked the gate down. And about 500 people plus had to be attended to. 100 people were taken to the hospital. And the word is just that, you know, El Salvador is in mourning because of this. And it is really sad and emotional, and it made me think about soccer games across the U.S. and how many of you go to see kids that you know or your kids playing soccer somewhere, and can you just imagine, and we certainly have soccer in this country and some big stadiums, and it's hard to, in your mind, relate to that part of it, but they suspended play for about 16 minutes into the match, and fans were in the stands waving frantically to get the attention of people on the field, and they were carrying the injured people out of the tunnel and down to the pitch. And, boy, the images that I saw, so, so sad. There were some that escaped the crush, and they just were on the field, and they were just trying to get the attention of any medical people to help these other people that had been either killed or injured by the stampede. And what a scene. So what are they going to say afterwards? I mean, the Salvadorian Soccer Federation said they regretted what happened and they are voicing support for the victims' families. I mean, so sorry, too late. And they were going to investigate the ticket sales and the entries into the stadium, but in that southern zone where that happened. But it really, it was so sad to see the fans and the hysteria of what was happening while all of what was going on in the game was happening, until finally there was the realization, like, whoa, what has happened here? And what a scary thing. Just kind of a reminder of how emotional sports can be, especially so for that country to be able to have that ticket, a very poor country, and people thinking they're being screwed out of a spot to go and see this exciting club match, and then it ends in violence that way. Wow. All right, something else that I know where I was, a lot of people were interested in looking up in the sky and getting a chance to see this constantly every time there's any kind of a launch. But SpaceX's Axiom 2's mission took off from Kennedy Space Center on Sunday night, carrying the second all-private crew of astronauts on this journey to the International Space Station. So this mission for Axiom Space, which was contracted with NASA, is expected to last 10 days. The SpaceX Dragon Freedom capsule will dock with the station at 9:30 a.m. on Monday and be there for 8 days before coming back to Earth. So they didn't release, but I was very curious about this, they didn't release how much the astronauts, how much is being paid for this planned 10-day mission. But if you go back, and things I know I've said on this show, I was trying to think about it, how much were previous tickets. The ticket was about $55 million. So it's got to be somewhere, I'm assuming, it's got to be somewhere in that ballpark. So that means, so you think about it, you got Saudi astronauts, you have this veteran NASA astronaut, and it still kind of boggles my mind that, wow, you think of Elon Musk and everything that we talk about with Musk, the craziness of Twitter, etc. But Rocket Boy is a guy who we got to hitch rides from, and other people have to hitch rides from. So before liftoff, there were a couple of remarks talking about the launch team and the hard work and the thousands of people it takes to make a crewed launch, you know, happen. How do you make that happen? And it is a remarkable journey, as they talked about it, to go beyond our planet and the endless possibilities. And what does that mean? So there's certainly some history that is, you know, that's being made there. And it's the second all private crewed mission to the International Space Station. And then you got this veteran astronaut, you got the two Saudis and one other that are headed up there. And so then you've got one paying customer on the flight who's a businessman, an aviator, and a STEM advocate, a guy who's born in Alaska and now lives in Knoxville, Tennessee, and he fills the pilot seat for this mission since he's a veteran aviator with 25 years and more than 8,500 hours of flying experience. Isn't that interesting? And then, of course, you got the first female Saudi astronaut who is a breast cancer researcher, and she's up there. And then you've got a fighter pilot with 12 years of experience in the Royal Saudi Air Force, and they're the first Saudi citizens to visit the space station. So, of course, they say it's a dream come true, and all four of them are expected to participate in the science communication and some sort of educational outreach projects before they splash down in the Atlantic Ocean or Gulf of Mexico. And then, of course, that when you do the final splashdown, it depends on the weather or where that ultimately is going to be. But that's a pretty big deal. You think of Axiom 2, and it's part of SpaceX's privately funded voyages to the International Space Station, and that's just more steps to really build out the space station. And it's the third mission, Axiom 3, ordered with NASA, could launch as early as maybe the fall is what they're talking about. So it's always important anytime they do that, because whatever work's happening and whatever you're sending anything to the International Space Station, historic or not or whatever, how smooth is it, what happens on the return, all of that. So once this, you now have another rocket that's going to fly, that's coming up, that's set for liftoff Tuesday. And it's interesting because it'll be the 26th launch from Florida this year. Did you even know that? I mean, it used to be, I think, for some people, such a bigger deal. And maybe because I'm living now in the great state of Florida, you constantly are hearing about missions. People are talking about if they could run out and see it. Could you see the rocket? Did you see it happen? Or people on the other coast talking about it. People who make their way to see a launch because it's pretty cool to be able to see that, to witness it. But then, of course, you are beholden to whatever happens with the weather. A couple of you hit me up about that in the mailbag, so I decided I would bring that up. We have somebody else on a plane that got a little bit out of control. Al asked about that and had some comments on people on a plane. So your thoughts coming up next when we go to the mailbag.
I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House and Republicans are expected to resume debt ceiling talks on Monday, with a deadline to default approaching. Senator Ted Cruz says the possible use of the 14th Amendment to raise the debt ceiling is, quote, legally frivolous. Cruz also noted that Barack Obama rejected using the 14th Amendment to raise the debt ceiling when he was president. Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina is set to announce his presidential campaign on Monday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is likely to make his announcement for a White House bid by midweek. Brooks Koepka has his fifth major title and his third PGA championship he won on Sunday. Defending champ Justin Thomas finished tied for 65th place. A SpaceX rocket blasted off from Florida's Kennedy Space Center on Sunday afternoon with a live crew. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, we're in the mailroom, and picture this, there's so much virtual mail, I can barely find a place to sit down, so I think I'll stand. Let's go right to it. This is from Al, who says, Kate, wow, I am so crazed with the fact that I've got a bunch of flying I've got to do in the next couple of weeks, and with all the nonsense that's going on with passengers and what happens to these flights that have to make these emergency landings, I'm just hoping I don't have a bunch of nuts on any of the planes or connections that I have to make. I just read something about a weird thing that happened on a Frontier airline plane. I think it was out of Denver, and there was something about hitting one of the airline employees, and of course that means that if you have someone belligerent, they're going to have to put the plane down or they're going to have to take the passenger off. I'm not sure of all the details, but I know it was a very big deal. Help. Well, you don't need help right now, so don't anticipate, Al, you're doing that thing. Don't anticipate you're going to have problems. And you're right, there was a Frontier plane. It was departing from Denver, and what happened was that there was, it's not even funny actually, there was a passenger who hit one of the employees with an intercom phone. So this was this departure to Tampa from Denver, which is the airline's main hub. The female passenger got belligerent on board and was asked to deplane. As she was deplaning, she picked up an intercom phone. So this is in the loading process. Picked up an intercom phone and smashed it at a flight attendant and actually hit her with it. So the passenger was cited for assault, of course. The flight left for Tampa after, initially 4 hours later than when it was supposed to take off. And the passenger was able to book another flight home after being released because the police had her. And then that's what happened. I mean, why she was asked to leave initially and all of that gobbledygook, who knows? But, wow. It made me think of this, Al. So far, there's been 670 unruly airline passengers reports in 2023. I mean, that's just from last week, right? From last week. Crazy. If you look at last year, there's like over 2,400. So will we hit that total or surpass it? You know what? Most people, I mean, even though we're talking about these stories, I'm going to say I think I'm appealing to the better angels than most people. And when you get on a plane, don't expect that, oh, there's going to be some kook here. There's going to be some nutty thing that happens. Be prepared. And, we might have to have an emergency landing. Hopefully that doesn't happen. For as many planes that are in the air, the incidents are rather small. It's just that we have more of them happening and there's more reporting of it because there's no tolerance. So boom, land, that's it. You can't do something crazy. It's too risky for some of the things that people are doing, which I would rather land if I had somebody, frankly, like that on a plane or be inconvenienced before taking off than be in the middle of the air and have something happen. So that's what I would say to that. Okay, let's go to another one. This one is from Jake. And Jake says, wow, F-16s, that is so huge, because it definitely looked like no way was Biden going to budge on that. There were so many people that thought you might as well do that. If we're going to go all in with Ukraine, then why not get them or give permission to have them be able to use what they need. And it sounds like the F-16s have what Zelensky needs to fight back at some of what is much better for the Russians. Yeah, I mean, look, he asked for that a long time ago. Don't you remember when he was addressing Congress? And he said we have to enhance our army in the sky. I mean, I still remember those remarks. And I already talked about this, but the weaponry itself and the radar and all of that is exactly what they need at this point. So they'll get, here's the thing. They got a pretty sizable amount of Soviet-designed fighter jets and helicopters, right? But that's part of what they also had because they were part of the Soviet Union. And then they've got fighter jets like the MiG-29, some bombers, transport training, aircraft, that kind of stuff. But certainly they needed more than that. And it's been depleted. So they've lost 60 of 145 fixed-wing planes and 32 of 139 helicopters since this started more than 15 months ago. And they need to make that fleet more robust. And the way that they wanted to be able to do it was with the F-16s, knowing that there was some availability in some places to get those. So now that's going to happen. And yes, they have to be trained on it, but it's a deterrent, right? I mean, more than a deterrent, because they can locate targets on the ground hundreds of miles away. And so that's better for Ukraine and the troops all the way around, not to leave them so exposed. Because as one of their colonels said, I was reading this last week, they have 4 to 5 times fewer aircraft than the Russians. And the range of the planes is 4 to 5 times less than those of the Russians. They needed something more, so they got it. So that's what the deal is. Here's the question. When does this end? Is there ever going to be an end point for this? because in a way, it's, I wonder, since the invasion of Ukraine, you know, the West really tried to cut Russia off from the rest of the world and have had some success with that. But when does this end? I mean, what's an end date for this? Did I think it was going to be 15, 16, 17, 18 months? I'm going to say yes, because as we got deeper into this and watched, it didn't look like there was any let up. And I don't think there is going to be any let up. All right. How about this one from this one is from Max. Kate, I guess we're going to be paying attention to that dance called the debt deal. It is crazy to think that we're nearly $3 trillion at this point when we're talking about $32 trillion, rather, at this point when we're talking about the debt. It is really a crisis. And so when some people say, forget it, screw it, don't raise the debt ceiling is ridiculous, because all of us would, who are the little people, so to speak, are the ones who would certainly really, really feel it. You don't want that, my friends, for those who are so cavalier and say, just let it fall and see what happens. No, you don't want to see what happens unless you are listening to the show and you have millions and millions of dollars. Well, that's kind of well said. So here's the thing. It's that whole investor thing, right? Because if we struggle, whenever there's positive news, I say this all the time, the most insignificant even negative news seems to rock the market. Well, the market has been rocked by news of no debt deal. And the other day when there was more optimism, the market shot up magically. So it's been a bizarre, weird sideshow for investors dealing with uncertainty surrounding the Fed's decision and what they're going to do with raising interest rates. So it's just another thing that can pull down the markets. And you bet you care about that, because it does trickle down. It does affect you. It's easy to say, it's, why do we care? We do care. You care. Trust me. Because if it does, if there is a default, how long does it last? And how much does that pull down the economy? And the answer is it could be significant. All right, then I got this one from Mary, who says, Kate, I'm waiting for DeSantis to throw his hat in the ring, so to speak. Do you think he does that anytime soon? I do. Remember, he was going to release his book, which he did. He's traveled around, which I think he was kind of feeling things out and putting his name out there more, even though it was already out nationally, and his name getting thrown into polls. So he is expected to announce this week, in fact. Sometime this week he should say that he's going to run, and then we'll see what kind of a bump, if any, he gets in some of these different polls when he goes up against especially the former president, because that's the thing to watch. And, of course, it is about the primaries, because the primaries tell the tale as to who's going to be the candidate. But the polls can be important. We've seen them be wrong in the past, but usually they're pretty close. I'll say that. They're pretty close to accurate. That's what we're going to start to see once his name is in this. What does it mean when he officially is in the race? Does it change anything, you know, whatsoever? And the answer is, I don't know. I mean, the answer is going to be interesting to watch all the polls all the way across to see in the next month overall what happens. In the very beginning, there's always a little bit of a bump, and then what happens a little bit later into this. All right, we're almost at the tail end of the show. Coming up, UBIs, ubiquitous bits of information. Is that for the birds? So we're talking about it next.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Some fun facts, or what I like to call UBIs, ubiquitous bits of information. Jeremy Paulson joins us for this fun segment. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. I think you need more coffee. We're just going to rip the Band-Aid off this. I think the mothership needs to invest in a really nice latte-making machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like regular coffee. I need to doctor it up.
That's right. So I don't know. Who do I need to speak to? I'll speak to someone about that. See if we can
Please
get you
do.
One. Please. Okay.
I
so
know I how to make it because my mom has one, so I can actually make it.
Oh, see, that's a lot of people are freaked out by those machines. They don't know how to work them.
They're not that hard, actually.
No, they're not that hard. You just have to pay attention to what you're measuring in there.
Yeah, that's pretty much most of it is just measurements and waiting.
Right, waiting, just like regular coffee. You got to wait. That's what you got to do. It's just a little, it just tastes different. Okay, so I know that your UBIs don't have anything, I don't believe, to do with coffee, so
nope.
Lay them on
They're
us.
They're just weird. Well, two of them are weird and one's interesting, but kind of like questions. So, if you yelled for 8 years, 7 months, and 6 days, what will happen?
I would lose my voice.
You will have enough sound to heat coffee.
Wow. Well, it is coffee. That's great. Enough sound to heat. Just collect that sound. Yeah. I like it.
Isn't
nice.
Enough sound to heat one cup of coffee, I guess.
Okay, I like that. It sounds good.
All right, so now if you passed gas for 6 years and 9 months.
I would have a stomach ache of epic proportions and wouldn't
enough
be able to
gas
talk.
For an atomic bomb.
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding me. So for how long would you have to do that?
6 years and 9 months.
That's good. All right, I like that.
All right, those are my two goofy ones.
Okay. I love it.
The interesting one, the one that I thought of was, so in medieval times, spiral cased, like staircases, were always clockwise. Do you know why?
Because of the enemy. If you were going to have a sword fight, how they came at you, it was to your advantage to have them that in that direction.
Correct. That is correct. The knights were right-handed, so going up a clockwise staircase, you would have to use your right hand.
Right.
Means you couldn't hold your sword while you're going up the stairs.
I know. I think that's so cool. And the only reason I know that, as some listeners might know, or maybe they have no clue, but I took the show to Ireland back in 2019. Actually, twice I took the show there, thanks to the Irish Tourism Board. And they took me to castles all over the place and taught me all that history. And I saw so many of those staircases, and they explained that to me, and they showed it. Also, the stairs are uneven so that you could fall.
And did you know why all knights were right-handed? They actually were forbidden to be left-handed?
Yes, but I can't remember the reason why. What's the reason why? It was riding.
I guess left-handed people were descendants of the devil.
What they told me was it was a riding thing. So if also when you were riding your horse, it was to your advantage because you got your sword, right?
Yeah.
Someone's coming after you, charging you because we're all on horses. Boom. Or if you're going to go for someone on the ground, you had the advantage with that right hand. So there's no way you would want to be left-handed.
Well,
wow. So crazy. I like them. Nice. All right. So here's mine. I have really gotten into birds since I moved to Florida, but even in Texas, you know, one of my gifts from the Hubs one time, I'm like, just give me some good binoculars. And I knew nothing about birds really. And I've just started to like learn more about them. And, I was on an airboat, gosh, about a month ago or so. And I saw an eagle. Oh, it was so cool. I've seen a couple eagles since I've been here. I've spotted their nests, but I got a really good shot of an eagle. And so I was fascinated by that. So check this out. Did you know eagles have 5 times as many light-sensing cells packed into their eyes? 5 times as many dots per inch, so they can see a lot more detail than we humans can. And almost all of those cells, 80%, are cones that see color. So they have 80%. We have only 5% color-sensing cones. Wow. So they crush us in the eye category.
That's why they say eagle vision. Like,
yes. You know, that's funny that you say that. They used to call that, was a saying, they used to call someone eagle-eyed if they could spot distant objects. And that expression actually was first used in the 1500s, long before people really knew the eagle vision thing, but they could see the way eagles reacted. So the only way we could have the same kind of vision, you know, I mentioned binoculars, is we can look through 5 times binoculars to approximate an eagle's visual acuity, but we can't in any way simulate the color that they get.
Hmm.
I know. Isn't
That's
that
cool.
wild?
Yeah, I like
I
that
think
one.
It's cool. I do, too. I like eagles, too. I just like eagles. All right, a bird I'm not crazy about. In fact, they scare me, the turkey vultures. Here come the vultures. You might not know this, or maybe you do. Vultures spend the night roosting in large groups in trees, on pylons, buildings. They stand, though, with their wings spread in the early morning, and it's because of different functions. It's because the bright, sunny mornings, they're not comfortable necessarily with that. So they stand on their backs, with their backs to the sun, and their wings spread, and so that's kind of it kind of blocks all that. And then when on cool mornings, they do it because it's a response to their wings being damp. So they want to get the dampness off the wings. So they're always doing that deal. Like, you see turkey vultures, and they always have their... It's true. If you see them, I didn't think about this, you always see them with their wings mostly spread. Not just flying, but, like, if you see them on a house or something, that's usually why they're doing that. Ugh.
They're a necessity, though. They definitely are.
Oh, they are. First of all, they can also alert you. They alert you to dead things.
Yeah.
Like, even in a house. Like, somebody was telling me they had something dead underneath their house, and they knew something was dead. They couldn't smell it. I want to say it was, like, a bunch of raccoons or something, but they knew something was wrong because there was vultures that were flying around the house.
I wonder if they have, like a smelling scent, like... acute sense of smell, like the eagles do with eyes.
Yeah, like, you know? How do they know that?
Yeah, because they do know that.
Because there would have to be something that would alert them to...
to something decaying. Like.
Right. I guess it is true. They do have a good sense of smell. But the debate is with them, too, because they've got good sight. As to whether they use the sight or smell for locating their preferred food of mostly recently dead animals, right?
It would have to be the smell.
Yeah, like, it would have to be smell. Smell's important. They've been testing that. I know that I was looking stuff up about that. And, you know, it's obviously it's common to see them flying around treetop level or below because they're hunting, right? That's the whole thing. So they'd have to be following that, because how would they know that? How would they know the things underneath the houses and
exactly. And
all that? There'd be no way for them to know that.
Is your last one about a bird, too? Because I have one about a bird.
Yeah, my last one is about owls. I love owls. Oh, I love owls. The horns of the great horned owl tufts of feathers on their head.
Yep.
But they resemble ears or horns, but they're formed by just a few feathers, and they can be raised or lowered depending on the mood of the owl. That's what
kinda
they
like
do.
Ears. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so cool. I mean, and then the really cool thing is there's a myth that they can spin their heads completely around. That's not true, but they can turn 270 degrees in either direction.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, I knew
cool.
that too.
Yeah, I think they're cool. Okay, what's your bird one?
I was going to say the only bird that can fly backwards is a hummingbird.
Oh, that kind of makes sense if you think of how they fly, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I love hummingbirds. I have a hummingbird feeder, and in Texas I used to get more hummingbirds, and I loved it. Sometimes they'd fly really close to me, and I'd be trying to coyly pull my camera up so I could get a shot of the hummingbird, but wow. Oh, very, very fun. Thanks, Jeremy.
You're welcome.
See, I said it was going to be for the birds, these UBIs, and certainly they were. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Be safe, be sane, people, be happy. This is the way.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.